This morning's gospel from Mark leaves us with some of the earliest miracles that Jesus performs in his ministry after gathering his disciples and his apostles to him. He's traveling with four of them, Simon and Andrew, James and John. And the first two miracles he performs is the curing of Simon's mother-in-law and the driving out of demons. And actually, these two types of miracles that Jesus performs become almost commonplace in his ministry. They seem to happen time and again. And in it and through them, Jesus demonstrates that he is master of heaven and earth, physician of body and soul. Sickness, bodily plague, demons, the spiritual ones. But even though we hear about this time and again, the linchpin to this morning's gospel is actually the phrase that they ask him, the question, as he transitions from one town to the next. Because after all, over the course of the next few weeks of where we hear about Jesus' public ministry, he goes from town to town, region to region. Everyone is looking for you. So he performs this miracle, and as you can imagine, everyone's in awe, perhaps even a little terrified. And they want to know more. They want to see more. They want to hear from Jesus. But he moves on. Everyone is looking for you, they say to him. It's a phrase that's so true for us even today. Everyone is looking for Jesus, looking for God. But where do they look, and do they find him? Those are perhaps the more important questions. People look for God in all kinds of places. They look for him, hopefully, in the church and in the sacraments. They look for him out in the world. They look for him in nature. They look for him in reading and in wisdom and in study. They look for God, perhaps even as they ask difficult questions in their own lives, as they experience sickness themselves or loss themselves. People look for God in all kinds of places. But where do they find him? The greatest expression of God's presence among us is right here. In just a few moments, we will have him made present to us in the Eucharist. God's presence abiding with us as Jesus transforms bread and wine to his very body and blood. And that becomes the greatest expression of God's presence in his word, in his sacrament, and in the body of the church gathered around him that we can hope to find this side of heaven. Everyone is looking for you. He's right here. He will abide with us and make himself known. And it is through our reception of Holy Communion, of the Eucharist, that the Lord Jesus can work in our lives to cure us, to sustain us, body and soul. Last weekend I was away on vacation, and it's always good to be back, but it's always good to be gone too. And as I was traveling, I happened to see the Cathedral of Tucson, which is beautiful building. And I have to admit, whenever I go to visit other churches, you always have the kind of the pastor's eye where you're looking and kind of critical of, oh, I'd change that or I would do that. And I have to admit, one of the things that beautiful building as it was, I had a hard time finding the tabernacle. And where is it? Where is Jesus? I don't know. And it made me think, you know, of the importance of the tabernacle in churches. And it fits so well with the phrase, everyone is looking for you. And even though Mass is just an hour long, we have the great gift of the tabernacle where Jesus abides in this building, in all Catholic churches, in our adoration chapel, where any time we want to seek him out, where any time we are looking for him, we can find him. And what a tremendous gift that is to have the presence of Jesus abiding with us all the time. What a gift. A gift that perhaps we can take for granted at moments. And it helps sanctify this place, this space, this building. This is where Jesus abides. And we can find him. Like an endless wellspring that we can always go to draw water from. In our prayer, in our needs, in our petitions, in our way of life. And so, if you are looking for him, or you know someone who is, now you know where to go. To the Eucharist, to the Word, to the Church. And if you seek him, you will find him.